Good morning, everybody. This is another Motivational Monday, and I am very glad you have tuned in today because this topic has dawned on me for quite some time. I see my viewership is increasing, and I just want to thank you guys for all being here today. It means a lot to me. All right. For the record, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the greatest podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Now, let's talk about this beautiful concept about life, all right? Now, I've had 23 years in this life. I do not determine my level of education based on how old I am, because I can learn so many skills and concepts consistently within 2 years, and the next person that is age 33 that can, you know, have very little motivation and very little motivation to learn and grow. Education does not end at school, guys. Life is your school. Life is the biggest educator that any university can compare to. I'm gonna say that right now. I believe your maturity is based on a choice to reflect, listen, educate yourself, challenge your mind, diminishing your ego, having a level of patience, discipline, and control on yourself, and also thinking deeply on a different caliber about the world and being in a state of constant learning and growing, you know, your consciousness every day. I don't care how old you are. If you have stopped trying to learn things and you think you know everything, you got something else coming for you, because you are in for a very humbling experience. All right. That's why I love speaking with elderly, wise people that have extracted so much from their life, and talking to them, you can attain so many pearls of wisdom through their own wisdom attained over time. You know, you can learn what not to do just by simply listening to other people talk as well. Certain things you'll learn by listening, and certain things you'll have to learn through experience. Okay, your experiences are yours, no one else's. You have to learn something through every single one. So don't compare your experiences to someone else. They are on a different journey than you. That's it. God is working with everybody else differently. Don't ever judge someone based on where they're at in their experiences. I personally like to say, stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and worry about yourself. Okay, look at yourself, look at your life, figure out what you need to work on. You're so focused on everybody else's life, pointing fingers and judging when you need to be pointing the finger at yourself. There's a lot of work to be done on yourself. Essentially, you are stunting your own growth by worrying about what everybody else's life, worrying about what everybody else is doing. I believe the day you decide to stop challenging your mind is the day you become stagnant in your growth and essentially in your life. And honestly, if a person was truly mature, they wouldn't feel the need to compare themselves to other people as higher or less than. The only competitor is yourself. Being better than yourself, you know, a year ago, a month ago, that's it. Seriously, I also think we need to change the belief system on failures, how we see them. I think many people perceive failures as a downfall, and you can learn so much from failures than you can from an achievement. Failures can humble you. They can even take you to a place where you're not confident in yourself anymore. And then, you know, a place where it can make you stronger within yourself, and then eventually increase your self-confidence even more than ever before. Also, it provides knowledge, because now you're thinking, okay, now I know what not to do, right? And it gives you a level of wisdom, because if you see someone else about to make the same decision or same mistake as you that led you to that failure, you'll be able to see things before they happen. All right, Bruce Lee said, the most dangerous person is someone who listens, thinks, and observes. This is a part of life, you know, this is a part of life being our teacher. We have to be willing to learn from the experiences that were given to us, no matter how big or small the experiences seem on the outside. If you are not extracting the lessons from them, they will continue to happen. Seriously, especially if you're dealing with unresolved trauma, fears of abandonment, anxiety, some of us are gravitating towards similar experiences that make us feel this way. It shows up in our relationships, our daily habits, our bad habits that we need to break, the way we talk to people, and most importantly, in the way we think and those limiting beliefs we create for ourselves. And it's also crazy because through these tough and painful experiences, you find clarity in the end. You find awareness for who you are. And I think the biggest misconception about life is that many people, you know, have, you know, the misconception that many people have is that life is supposed to be this joyful, fun, easygoing ride that is supposed to be pain-free and an abundance amount of happiness. So many of us are resisting change. We run from pain. We're running from growth. and we're seeking out ways to avoid challenging ourselves, so we're seeking out happiness and still ending up unhappy because the same difficult experiences keep showing up for you to face yourself. Essentially, life is your teacher. Like I said before, you have to find joy in the lessons, in the pain, in the disappointments, in the clarity, in the wisdom, in the failures, because that is when you can genuinely accept yourself and accept your life fully for what it is. That is when you can find happiness within these lessons and experiences, because they all show up for a reason. Your lesson is to figure out why. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for listening and for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. Talk to you guys next week.